I'm in the new Midway ISD Ag Barn, and you can hear the hum of machinery in the background. You can also hear the sound of some animals. There are sheep, cows, goats, and pigs here at this facility. Right now, I'm standing next to a row of pig pens, and I'm looking at a very large pig with black and white hair, and it looks like it's just been washed down because its hair is glistening a little bit with some water droplets. And right now it's nosing around in the wood shavings of its pig pen and sort of stepping back and forth over its food bowl that has been completely cleaned out. A few pens over is a reddish-haired pig. She belongs to True Graves, a junior at Midway High School. What's your pig's name?
Her name is Cinnamon. She's a Duroc. I love her.
Graves is one of a growing number of Midway students who are joining the FFA Association, also known as the Future Farmers of America. It was actually a fellow FFA member that encouraged Graves to give owning a pig a try.
My friend Laura, this is her third year with a pig, and she pretty much just talked me into it. I'm really glad that I did.
We have seen just in the last 4 years alone our program grow from 88 students to 421 students today. We're one of the top programs in the state just based on size.
That's Ashley Knudsen, the district coordinator for career and technical education. When it comes to understanding the explosive growth in FFA membership within Midway ISD, students and administrators alike credit the teachers. I caught up with one of the four ag instructors, Vanessa Dulock. Why do you think kids have become more interested in taking these kind of classes?
I think a big thing is the classes that we offer. We bring in a lot more kids. We've also increased in a lot of the competitions that we do. We try to do every career development event and every leadership development event. And so we have something going on all the time during the year. So it's not just showing animals, but there's a lot more that they can be involved in.
At a time when the average age of Texas farmers and ranchers is 59, according to the Texas Department of Agriculture, Colburn Davis from the Texas Farm Bureau says youth-centered programs are needed to expose younger generations to a broad range of opportunities in agriculture.
It gives young people a chance to see what agriculture is, to see that it's not just plows, cows, and sows, to see that if they want to work in science fields, they can work in agriculture. If they want to work in communications, they can work in agriculture. And gives them a chance to have a tie to the land, whether or not they're going to be a full-time farmer or not.
Right now for Graves, it is all about sows, or more exactly, all about Cinnamon. While Graves has relatives who own a variety of animals from horses to peacocks, she herself didn't grow up on a farm. Through her participation in FFA at Midway High School, she's discovered that she has a real knack for working with animals.
And then they also call me a pig whisperer, because when I give her a bath, she lays down and like lets me scrub her and just clean her off.
As she prepares for the McLennan County Junior Livestock Show this week, Graves isn't sure she'll pursue an ag career, but she's definitely considering it. So were a lot of other Midway FFA members who might not have been exposed to these kind of careers if not for Midway's agriculture classes and facility. For a closing thought, I turned to one of the residents of the new ag barn who will be working closely with students. What was that? For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.